Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Abba Yah, in the name of thy Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King, we thank you for another day. We ask that you forgive us for all our sins and that you hear our prayer, Father. Thank you for the Shabbat. Thank you for once again allowing us another day, giving us that breath of life, Father, waking us up, allowing us yet another chance, Father, to come before you at this time, this moment. Thank you for protecting us throughout the week. Thank you for growing us, Father. Thank you for leading and guiding us, Father. Thank you for strengthening us when we need strength, Father. Thank you for my brother last night, Brother Yariel, and the things that you put on his heart and mind and shared with us, Father. Thank you for just allowing us to continue to be here, Father, and to hear you, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to grow us, continue to lead us and guide us and turn us into the men and women that you desire, your sons and your daughters, Father. We ask that you continue to protect the young ones, protect the older ones, continue to just do the things that you do, Father. Be just thankful and humbly praise you. In Yahushua's name, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shabbat shalom, fam. It's your brother Day Well. Been a while. I'm trying to get this. Thing to work.
Can you hear me? If anyone can hear me, shoot a text, please. Let me know. Coming through good. So today we'll be talking about our Yahweh's will or Yahushua's will versus what he allows. Again, like we was talking about the pop, very big difference. Very, very big difference. And his will told us what he wills, what his will is, and what he allows. We have to learn to distinguish the two. Because again, Torah, things are going to happen in this world where it's just going to happen, where some things just happen. It's just how it is. Some things are going to happen because Abba wills it. Some things are going to happen because that's the way of the world. You know? And we have to learn to distinguish the two. But as believers, we're supposed to know the will of the Father. And because we do that, because, again, we have to know the will of the Father in order to show it off in this world. We're going to start off with Romans 8:28. And it reads, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love Yah, to them who are called according to his purpose." We get that. All things work for the good. So he's saying there's a lesson in everything. But here's the question. If tragedy happens, does that mean it was the will of Yahushua? Because all these things, all the stuff that happens in this world is for a lesson for us. But does that mean it was Yahushua's will for that to happen? Another question. We're going to go to Romans again. We're going to read verses 1 through 5. Romans chapter 5, starting at verse 1. And this reads, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with Yah through our Master, Yahushua HaMashiach, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of Yah. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation work of patience, experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of Yah is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us." So, we read that. We see that Yahushua wants us to go through some tribulations. He wants us to go, see, it's his will to go through some of these tribulations that we go through. Not all of them. But the tribulation that we go through is supposed to work patience and the patient's experience and so forth and so forth. So he wills that. You understand what I'm saying? for every tribulation that we go through, every sorrow and every pain that we go through is not from his will. Some things are going to happen that's going to affect us in a way that is outside of the will of the Most High, but it still affects us. Again, like we were talking about earlier, the tree falls down, busts up your car, or it kills somebody. That could be the will of the Most High, or it could be lightning bolt comes down, strikes somebody. Could be the will of the Most High. Could be chance. Things are going to happen. You walk outside and get hit by a car. Could be the will of the Most High. Could be chance. But the word talks about how things are going to happen just by chance. You hit your nail, a hammer, hit your thumb with the hammer. Well, that's chance. Could be the will of the Most High. Could be chance. But most of the time, things like that, chance, mistakes happen. Let's read this. In the book of Ecclesiastics, chapter 9, verse 11. This reads, I returned and saw under the sun. And y'all remember, Ecclesiastics is Solomon talking, and he's gathering all this knowledge, passing it on to his son. He gets to this part. He says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to all of them. So he said the rich, the fastest man ain't always going to win the race. There's plenty of wise men starving. There's plenty of people, broke people, that understand things, that have wisdom. To the man of skill. Every man who's skilled don't get the promotion. But he says, time, and when you look up that word time, it's the word et. The same word that talks about time or the season, you know. But he says, and chance happens to others. Now the word chance, number 6294, and that word is paga, and it means, it's from 6293, it means impact or casual. Now when it says impact, it means something that's happening at that time. That's what it means. That's what it means by impact in that way. When you look up number 6293, same word, pagah, it says this primitive root. It says to impinge by accident or violence, or figuratively by impunity. Now, impinge, when I looked up that word, it says, says have an effect or impact, especially a negative one, the negative one, the word impinge means. Advance over an area or area belonging to someone or something else. That means that's impinge or encroach. And physically means to strike. But when you learn the etymology of it, comes from in, which means into, and it's from Latin, the word is pangare, it means to fix or drive. So it means to drive something into or at something. So you strike him, and it's sort of like how you take a nail and you strike it into the wood, you're impinging on something. Well, when he talks about chance, it's like boom, 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 this is going to happen. It's having this impact on you, and there's really nothing you can do about it because it's fixed. It's not like a skill where a person has a skill and you practice at it and you get better. You know, the better, you know, because we learn over time, your muscles have memory. You know, this body is alive. So people who throw a football, they remember your body actually goes through the motions and it memorizes the amount of force needed to throw a football to get it to point A, point B, this, that, and another. That's why a lot of times when the football leaves the quarterback hands, he knows whether it's a good throw or not. Same way for a basketball player. They know as soon as the ball leaves their hands, whether it's going in or not, whether it has a good chance of going in. Because your body has that muscle memory, you know. So it's not like as you talk about the favor of the skill, you know. As you continue to practice, you get better and better and better. He says, time and whatever impact that's going on in that world happens to everybody. Things happen within this world. Life happens. That's basically what he's saying. There are going to be things that happen in this life that there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Yahushua said this, and he used it talking about the spirit. He said, the wind blows, and you don't know which way it goes. He said, the wind blows, you don't know which way it goes. You can't tell where it came from, you don't know which way it goes. And that's the truth. We just feel it pass by when it hits us. And there's absolutely nothing we can do about it. When it rains, there's absolutely nothing we can do about it. Impact us. I would put that sun up there in the heavens. The heat from the sun, when there's no clouds to keep it off of us, will wear you out. And there's absolutely nothing anybody can do about it. People have died because of the heat. Just because it was hot that day, people have died. Expert swimmers missed the stroke and drowned. People who sail miss a rock and life happens. But that don't mean that was Abba's will. So what is Abba's will? And by no means is this exhaustive. All right. In the book of Ephesians, we're going to start at chapter 1. And we're going to start at verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 1. It says, Paul, an apostle of Yahushua, by the will of Yah. So Paul understood that this particular job that he has for the Most High, to go out and, you know, and preach, this is the will of the Father. This is something he desires. This is not by chance. This is not something that he just stumbled upon, like the X-ray. This is something that desire of the Father, this is what he wants. Because when you talk about the will of something, this is his desire. This is exactly what he wants. Right? He says, Paul, an apostle of Yahushua HaMashiach, by the will of Yah, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Mashiach Yahushua. Grace be to you, and peace from Yah our Father, and from the Master Yahushua HaMashiach. Thus be Elohim and the Father of our Master, Yahushua HaMashiach, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Messiah, according as he hath chosen us in him from the foundations of the world, that we should be holy. Here we go. See? There's something else that he desires from us. We're supposed to be holy. These are the things that he desires for us, and these are the things that we're supposed to be showing off in this world, that we be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Yahushua HaMashiach, to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Again, he wills that we be adopted to Yahushua. This is the things that he desires. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of times we get, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't, but if we're going to show forth his will and do the will of the Father, let's do what he asks. Because these are the things that we ought to be really concentrating on when it talks about the will, our Father's will. Our Father wills that we go out and tell people about his word. And in his case, that was something specific for him when it talks about Paul. Those people who are picked to be apostles, that's something that they ought to be doing. We ought to be telling the people about the word, right? Because everybody isn't an apostle. That's the truth of the matter. Everybody isn't picked to be an apostle, right? But all his people, people that he picked, they ought to be getting holy, which is separate. We can understand what holiness is. We ought to be working to be better kids and claim that adoption. Stay adopted by Yahushua. Right? It says, verse 6, it says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded to us, toward us, in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. So, his people have to know his will. How can we show forth a will that we have no knowledge of? I remember one time we were talking, I can't remember the exact the exact passage, but it talks about how we are ambassadors for the Most High. Now, it don't say ambassadors. I don't believe it says ambassadors within the word. Anybody who is an ambassador for something or a country knows the will of the country. They know what they want, or they at least know the will of the person that they work for. You know? Whenever we send these people over to different countries, the United States, they at least know the will of the president. They might not know the will of the whole country, but the president sends them over there. So they at least know what the president wants, even though they're speaking for the whole country. Right? But he says he has let us know the mystery of his will. It's not a mystery to us. We know. Because we speak for Yahushua. We show forth Yahushua in this world. It says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Mashiach, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Messiah. So again, the Messiah's will coincides with the will of the Father. The Father sent Messiah out to collect everything that belongs to him, so it can be a presentation to the Father. Show me everything that you want. He wants those. He wants the holy. He wants the loving. He wants the obedient. He wants those who's going to carry out his will. But how can we carry out a will? We don't know. So he revealed it to us in various ways. In the book of Matthew, chapter 8, we'll start at verse 1. It reads, it says, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Master, if you will, you can make me clean. So the leper coming to Yahushua and asking him, and tell, Master, do you desire to have me clean? Yahushua put forth his hand and touched him. It's verse 3. Yahushua put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I desire, I will this. Be you clean, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was clean. See? Father, we don't have to ask Yahushua desires it. When we know his will, you know, something I put in practice the other day. my foot was hurting. It just started acting up. And the first thing I did what I was used to doing, complaining. Oh, how about my foot hurt? How you gonna do this to me? Hey, I can't even stand up. But then I went back, my mom, not doing that no more. Father, heal my foot. And the pain went away immediately. You ain't got to believe me, but I'm telling you what happened. We have to start putting these things in practice. This is why we have to know what Yahushua's will is for us. We have to distinguish thoughts and what he desires. You don't want us in pain, living, hurting like that. Now, Paul had the little thing in his side where his, the word say he prayed earnestly 3 times for it, and the answer was no. So we got to accept that too. See? But once we understand what his will is for us, then we can better be, or we can be better sons and daughters. You know? But I'm telling you what, you know, I was starting, that's what I'm doing from now on. We have to start living in this power that Abba gave us. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. And this reads, the Master is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Again, his will is that every man repent. And we all know that we got to die. We got to, that death is going to come. This physical death in this physical world, according to all men to die once, then the judgment. But he wants all men to repent. He don't want no man to suffer that second death. So how do we avoid that? We avoid that by obeying, doing his will, doing the things that he desires in this world. Today, the things that he desires. All right, 1 Timothy chapter 2, starting in verse 1. And this reads, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Side note, a lot of the ruckus that happens with black folks is because they ain't doing this. They're not praying. They're not making supplications for all men. And they're sure enough ain't trying to lead a godly and peaceable life. They buck authority. They're always at odds with those in authority. So you're in odds with the Most High. And that's why your life is filled with what it's filled with. Just a sidebar. Again, that's His will for us too. To live a peaceable, a quiet and peaceable life for all godliness and honesty. Verse 3, it says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who had all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one mighty one and one mediator between Yah and men, the man Yahushua HaMashiach, gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. For unto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Messiah and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. So again, we have to pray for one another. Another thing that is acceptable in the eyes of Messiah, in the eyes of Yah. Family, men are going to be men. The diabolical schemes that they out here doing, you know, that's going to affect us. It has to affect us. We're in this world, but not of this world. As long as we show forth God in this world, as long as we show forth Yahushua in this world, and do what is pleasing, and do His will. We know His will. He's revealed it unto us. And if we don't, if we need to know more, what the brother say last night? Any man lack knowledge? Let him ask the mighty. Ask. If you need to know specifically the will that the Father has for you, ask. Ask Him to reveal it. I remember at one time, my brother would pray, and every day he would say, Father, what can I do for you today? What do you want me to do today? You know? That's something that he said within his prayer. He's basically asking, Father, what do you desire? What's your will for me today? You know? But again, the word says, thoughts happens. Life happens. You know, we have to take that into consideration too. Like we read in Luke the other day, with the people that died. Just because they died a certain way don't mean think more. Don't mean that they were sending that off. To be honest, that's what he's really asking. That, you know, people don't practice this for me. You know what I'm saying. It's more important for us to show forth His will and let life be life. So that's all I got, family. And I hope and pray that everybody understands the message that was sent forth. If you got any questions, you know, send me a text. And 2 Corinthians 5:20. second. Oh, hold on. It do say ambassadors. It says 2 Corinthians 5:20. Todaki. It says, now then, we are ambassadors for Messiah, as though Yah did beseech you by us. We pray you in Messiah's stead, be you reconciled to Yah. So that's the verse I was talking about. Again, so what ambassador does not know the will of the person who sent him? You know? Yes, sir. I've always been right on time. Yeah. Happy about that. And again, us being the ambassadors, we have to show forth that will, and we gotta do what we gotta do. We got our marching orders. Let's do it. All right, family. So we're gonna close out. Oh, and if you got any questions, just text them, and me and the brothers will get them. All right. Blessed are you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled. For you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For Yah, in the name of thy Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. Once again, Father, thank you. Give you praise, glory, and honor for allowing us to see another day. Father, strengthen us. Strengthen our faith. Allow us to continue to elevate towards you little by little, Father. Grow us in the manner that you desire. Bring us closer to you. Continue to bond us with your Son. Turn us into his image and his likeness. Little by little, Father. Cut away that which is necessary. Attach what is necessary. Father, protect us as we go out into this world. Protect us from the adversary. Allow us to overcome his schemes, Father. Lead us and guide us. Strengthen us, Father. Continue to be our Abba. Be the strength of this house. Continue to watch over the children. Continue to watch over the Zakhans, the Zakhanas. Continue to watch over all of Israel. Anybody that's hurting physically or mentally, spiritually, Father, heal them. Heal them completely. And allow them to call upon you, Father. Show forth yourself in their life, that they know your will. Be our only option. Be our only option. In Yahushua's name, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, Israel. Enjoy the day.
hear me now? Won't you hear me now? Won't you hear me now?